Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It looks like Massachusetts will be getting a brand new state seal and motto. The special commission charged with reviewing and possibly revamping Massachusetts' official state seal and motto officially voted this week to recommend that both be replaced. Brian Whedon is co-chairman of the State Seal Commission and chairman of the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe. He joins us now to talk about the decision. Brian, thank you for being here.
Wanikisa, good day, and katabatash, thank you.
The current state seal has been in place since 1898, and it depicts a Native American standing under an arm wielding a sword. Accompanied by the Latin motto, "By the sword, we seek peace, but peace only under liberty." So what led the commission to decide unanimously that this current seal and motto needed to be scrapped?
I think that it's a reminder of the oppression and the genocide that was caused to the indigenous people. As we know, here in the Commonwealth is where the English and the Pilgrims landed first on Cape Cod out here in Wampanoag territory. A lot of the indigenous people out here in the Northeast are kind of the guinea pigs. They were able to assimilate us, force Christianity upon us, and by the time they had worked their way out west, was more strategic in organizing reservations and tribes and taking away their food rights and their sovereignty and so on and so forth. So that's just a reminder, I think, of all of the genocide and trauma that was inflicted upon the indigenous people.
What role did it play, the actual meaning of the 1898 seal? How much of that discussion play into your decision?
I think that we all agreed after hearing from the indigenous group. I think that our nation's history has been very one-sided. It's always been from the colonial perspective. And the indigenous people have been the ones who have been advocating for the Commonwealth to bring forward this change and to change our state seal and our motto. And a lot of us are just on the same page representing our indigenous nations and our people, our communities, to make sure that our voices are being heard.
The commission was established in 2020. The original deadline for you to make a recommendation was October 2021. Since then, the commission has asked for 3 extensions, most recently in April. Why is that?
The commission got off slow. We were obviously waiting for more appointments. There were some outstanding appointments that hadn't been made yet. I think that it took us a while also to get organized. And it's just hard to cram a lot of this information and work into an hour or, you know, 90 minutes one time a month. So it's really up to the subcommittees and us to really do a lot of the legwork here.
And as we look to a new state seal and motto, what do you think those should reflect? Like, what should Massachusetts's state seal and motto represent?
I think that's going to take the group and community's input. Obviously, we have to have public input sessions. In Mashpee, when we had gone through ours, we had done a community survey on various things such as places, sites, geography, you know, the plants, the animals, so on and so forth, the environment. So that's kind of how we did it here in Mashpee. And I think that where the Commonwealth is so diverse that we really need to get a better understanding of what the residents of the Commonwealth are looking for in their new state seal and motto. And that will kind of help give us the direction that we need to redesign this new seal.
What do you anticipate will be the challenges going forward?
I think the challenges going forward are going to be working on how we go about getting community input, not having in-person meetings due to the pandemic. And hopefully we can have a lot more community gatherings and take this trip on the road, you know, to various communities here in the Commonwealth, so that we can hear everyone's voice and everyone that wants to be part of this change in this time in our state's history is being heard and being considered throughout the process.
Brian Whedon is co-chairman of the State Seal Commission and chairman of the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe. Thank you so much for being here to tell us about this decision.
Katabatesh, thank you.